The next paragraph tells that one time, one of Abelazel's Talmidim was speaking with Abelazel and speaking about a certain Jew. This Talmud praised this Jew. He said that this Jew is very righteous. Righteous means one who is civilized, one who conducts himself according to the rules of society. Abelazel said that you cannot say this word about a Jew, because that means that he does things which are only logical, that you cannot have a society where people are thieves. One will steal from the other, one will hurt the other. Therefore, logic dictates that there must be certain rules by which people can live in a civilized manner, then they can get along. This is what's meant by righteous. However, the Jews are a nation of holiness, and in holiness, they obey the mitzvahs, al Hashem, not because logic dictates it, but because these are mitzvahs which Hashem commanded. It is the command of Hashem, and this is why we fulfill these mitzvahs, not because society demands it. This is what David HaMelech said when he stated, "The passing derech mitzvaysecha arutz, I shall run quickly along the path of your mitzvahs." It's the simple translation. And it also says, to interpret that differently, derech means derech eretz. That which is derech eretz, you cannot use the word derech eretz, logic about a mitzvah of tefillin, for example, mitzvah of Shabbos. You don't wear tefillin because it's derech eretz, because it is socially acceptable, because you have to be civilized. There's no connection between civilization and tefillin or Shabbos. Civilization refers to mitzvah shebein odom lachaveda, not to steal, to be considerate of others. That is derech eretz, the way of the land, whereby the land can exist. The people in the land can exist together. They can coexist in peace. So King David said, derech, that mitzvah, that act which requires derech eretz, requires coexistence, which requires consideration for another person, mitzvaysecha arutz. I will obey it, not because it's derech eretz, but because it is mitzvaysecha. It is your mitzvah, that's why I'll do it. You mentioned once that you speak to a good religious Jew, an old man who was very weak, benevolent, very kind, and you ask him, what do you think about killing people? They'll say, killing people, mugging people, stealing? Of course, I think it's fine. Why don't you do it? Because Hashem said I shouldn't. That's why you, the old man, kindly, old, benevolent man, you think that you would kill if not for the command of Hashem? This old man will never dream of killing a fly. He says, all I know is Hashem said don't kill, that's why I don't kill. This is the true way of serving Hashem. Regardless of what the mitzvah is, what the command is, Hashem said, do not commit this sin, that's why we don't do it. Although a Jew by nature, it seems, in nature Jews are kind. You never found that Jews would make a pogrom or Jews would attack people in general on any pretext. Yet a Jew says, because Hashem says, do not kill, do not steal, that's why I don't do it. The person, when offered to eat ham or shellfish, crabs, his stomach would turn at the mention of these words. He couldn't think, couldn't dream of eating it. Yet a good religious Jew would say, these items of food, delicious, but I can't eat them because Hashem said don't. That's why I did not eat this food. Now, this means then that in not eating those foods and not killing a person, he's actually performing a mitzvah. This is serving Hashem. By not doing any of these acts, he's serving Hashem throughout. So anything that a Jew does in life is simply an act of avodas Hashem. This is what King David said, Derech mitzvaysecha arutz. Hashem, you gave us mitzvahs. And in these mitzvahs, we find those items that are mishpatim that are called derech eretz. That is that society dictates also. But we don't do it like the goyim do. If a goyim lives at peace, it's because society demands it, or because he knows that he doesn't want to spend his life in jail. But we do it because only mitzvah sechot is, because Hashem, you commanded it, therefore we do it. This is why, Vedado says, the Gemara tells us that when the Pasuk speaks about the word Adam, Atem Adam, Hashem says to the Jews, you are Adam. Adam is a person, not an ordinary person, because there are four ways to say person. Adam, Gever is a man, Enosh, a person, and Ish. All four terms, Adam, Gever, Enosh, Ish, the highest level mentality and purity is the term Adam. The others are a lower form of term used for lower types of people. Highest person is called Adam. And this Adam, Hashem says, refers to the Jews. The Goyim do not rate the title Adam. They are Anoshim, Gevurim, but Adam is only a Jew. Why? What is special about Adam, aside from the fact, of course, that Adam is also refers to the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, when filled, the Milui, is Begimatria Memhei 45, which is the Gematria of Adam. So Adam stands for Adam Ha'elyon Kaviyachal. On in the pasuk about the Merkava Yecheskel sword, says, V'edel Akisei, on the throne, Kaviyachal, there was Adam, not Chasashal, a person, but Adam Ha'elyon, meaning Kaviyachal Hashem, the name of Hashem, the Shemoh. So this is a name that the Jews too possess. They are called Adam also. Then it also says, why are they called Adam? Because of this reason, that they are so closely attached to Hashem. The mitzvahs of Hashem, they fulfill mitzvahs of Hashem thoroughly, and only because Hashem commanded it. The words, derech mitzvah secha orutz, even derech eretz, I will obey because of mitzvahs, first letters of those three words make up the word Adam. That is a true Adam. Obeys the commands of Hashem because Hashem said so. The mitzvah of Hashem is the guide for a Jew. If Hashem says do it, he does it. If not, he will not, even if it is against logic. But therefore, the Gemara says we find proof of this, Kesav, Shmuel Hanavi, and King Shaul. Why did King Shaul lose the kingdom? Why was he dethroned? Why was the kingdom taken from him and given to King David? What act did he commit by which he lost the kingdom? Did he commit murder? Did he commit the act of stealing? Did he commit the act of idol worship? Did he commit the act of failing to obey the Shabbos or any of the other mitzvahs of the Torah? Yes, he did not. You will not find any one of the 613 mitzvahs that was disobeyed by King Shaul. He obeyed every one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The fact that he, too, was greatly the name Shaul HaTzadik. He was that pure, that perfect. What sin did he commit that deserved and merited losing the throne? The answer is, he failed to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem, which was opposed to logic. When Hashem says in the Torah, Voitetzach, do not kill, we do not kill because Hashem says so. That's all. Is it logical to kill? Is it proper to kill? It makes no difference. Hashem says, do not kill, therefore we do not kill. Now, if Hashem would say to us, Tirtzach, go out and kill, then we'd fulfill Hashem's command, if we were that pure. In this case, Hashem said to King Shaul, through the Navi Shmuel, go out and kill the tribe of Amalek, especially the king of Amalek. This meant that if you have a nature of kindness, consideration, compassion for a human being, you must put that aside completely and accept the command of Hashem and fulfill it thoroughly. King Shaul went out. He went into battle against the tribe of Amalek, and suddenly he was filled with pity. What's wrong with being filled with pity? But they used to say, the Jews are known for their kindness and pity. Here's an old human being, Agag, the king of Amalek. It's a pity to take this old man who is defenseless and helpless, aged. How could you kill an old man? So King Shaul, out of kindness and pity, left this man live. When he came back, Shmuel Anavi said to King Shaul, you have just forfeited the right to remain king of the Jews. Why? Because you committed a crime of murder? No, because you committed a crime of not committing murder when told to do so. It is not murder when Hashem says kill. It is a mitzvah. This case that he said you failed to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem, and in failing to do so, you have no right any longer to remain as king. Oh, King Shaul questioned that. That's simple for a person, a Jew with a good heart, to take a human being and kill him? Shmuel the Navi said it is. This is the will of Hashem. A person should feel no pity whatsoever in killing if this is the command of Hashem. To prove it, Shmuel Hanavi, who was the kindest person alive, the greatest tzaddik alive, drew a sword, walked over to King Agag, and slashed him into four parts. Killed the King Agag. Shmuel Hanavi never killed an insect in his life. Never. Never hurt a person in his life. Never requested a favor of any Jew in his life. And yet, here, he actually killed a human being. Because this was not an act of murder or killing. This was an act of fulfilling a mitzvah, just like making kiddush on Shabbos, just like putting on a pair of tefillin in the morning. Here he took a sword and killed Agag. It's the same thing. He goes, one is the same mitzvah as the other. Hashem commanded it, and not to fulfill it, this means a lack of kindness, a lack of consideration, a sadism by letting this person live. Proven by the fact that because King Shaul did not kill Agag Melech Amalek, in that interim, until he came back, Agag had brought into the world a descendant from whom came forth Haman, who in turn tried to wipe out the entire Jewish people. Haman ha-Agagi. Haman is the Agag. You see that when Hashem demands, Hashem commands something, there is reason for it. You're not supposed to question that reason, though here the reason was revealed. Agag, the king of Amalek, would produce one who would jeopardize the existence of the entire Jewish people. But it is not for us to question the command of Hashem. We must fulfill the command as a person of the highest caliber. Adon, the Jews are likened to Hashem. Therefore, the Zayin Kodesh says that the Hashem and the Jews are one. Hashem, the Jews are one through the fact that they are united through the Tanakh Hashem. All three are one, and the Jews should try to resemble Hashem in his acts. But therefore, the word Adam is the word applied to a Jew, also applied in a higher form to Hashem. And a Jew gains this title, this name Adam, through the fact that he fulfills the mitzvah of Hashem with emunah, a faith in this mitzvah only because Hashem says so. This is the true service of a Jew, the true degree of emunah, through which a Jew can reach the madrega of chachma, crown by which, Zayin HaKodesh says, if he does this, this crown is given to him in Gan Eden. Hashem says, if you say Shema Yisrael, by which you are kaviyachol crowning Hashem in this world, I promise to return this crown to you in the future world. The Jew gets to Gan Eden if he has said Shema Yisrael and fulfilled that meaning he has lived with the proper degree of emunah, that you find himself crowned and enthroned in Gan Eden forever afterwards. This is the payment, the reward for a Jew. We should be zeched to be emes, reach the true degree of emunah Hashem, emunah the mitzvahs of Hashem, emunah the Tzedek Teisha, emunah in the tzaddikim amitim, emunah the Rabbeinu Zal's words, the Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, and thereby be zeched to see the crowning of our future king, Moshiach ben David, rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, with Hashem himself will be crowned over the entire world. Veda, Vayim Firmin.